This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You are listening to Get Serial here on SYN 90.7 with Georgina and Ben. And Georgina, now we do have a very special interview coming up right now.
We have a very special guest on the line right now, singer-songwriter Rachel Leocar, who smashed Australian television records when her blind audition on The Voice Season 1 way back in 2012 was viewed by 4.1 million people. And I can tell you right now, Ben and Rachel, who's on the line, I remember sitting down watching it and there was a lot of lead up to it on the TV.
Yes,
I was definitely one of those 4.1 million. She's released three top 10 ARIA charting albums. She's toured live shows to sold out crowds, performed in Italy with Andrea Bocelli's orchestra. With such an expansive and impressive career thus far, being legally blind does not seem to slow her down her passion and hard work when it comes to music. Good morning, Rachel. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Thank you very much for coming on the show and taking your time to have a chat with us.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Now, I just got a lighthearted question to kick things off. We talked about donuts before. Was there any chance that you may have had a donut for brekkie or...?
No, not quite yet. I haven't actually had breakfast yet, but I did get some Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to my door the other day.
Oh, Krispy Kreme, there we go.
You're the lucky one.
Yeah, I've actually recently only put up a post on social media about that, so it's funny you should ask.
Maybe we should start putting on posts. I don't think that we'd get gifts sent to us, though. I don't think we have that sort of following, but it would be nice, I can tell you that.
Oh, well, I don't know, some nice person
thought
I could gain a couple of kilos, I guess.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so last year you released your fourth studio album, Shadows. Now, what is your songwriting and creative process like?
It was a long process. Some of these songs date back to 2012, including Zone. But I just write all the time, and it's usually... if I get some sort of stroke of inspiration or something that really hits me, that makes me need to go to the piano or need to go to the guitar and do a tune or write something down. And most of the songs are, if it's a good song, it's written really quickly for me because it's just an outpouring of emotion or, you know, something that just gets me that I need to tell a story.
Do you draw mostly from your own life, or is it from other people's experiences, or is it more of a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. I mean, I have a lot of experiences I can draw on, but sometimes just telling other people's stories is just as interesting, and I use a lot of imagination as well in my music. Some things I even just make up because, you know, it tells a story, and I just hope that people can connect with it.
Now, in terms of the duration, I guess, of the process in songwriting, do you find now it's a little bit quicker, or do you think it's the same, I guess, length in terms of writing songs throughout your career?
Yeah, it's probably about the same. I mean, I hope the songs are better since I was 13. But it is the same kind of process that I've always had. It's that strike of inspiration and then just getting to an instrument as fast as you can. My mum actually gave me a USB that I can carry around with me that's got recording on it. You can flick a button and it records whatever you say. So if I'm out and about and I can't get to an instrument, then I'll just record it on there and stick it into the computer, and it's a file.
That's really handy, especially that you mentioned you wrote Zone in 2012. It's your third single from your most recent album, Shadows, which was released last year. The single Zone was recently released onto radio on the 19th of July, so not too long ago. What is special about this track? Was there a reason behind selecting it to be the next single? Since you wrote it in 2012, you released it on the album last year. Why pick now to release it as a single, Rachel?
Well, it was actually because of the video. I entered a competition called the Clipperd Initiative, which is run in South Australia through Music SA, and I just entered that just because, you know, I give everything a go, and found out that I'd won the competition and was going to get a music video made for me. And by this time it was late last year, and I'd released a couple of things already, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? What song should I do? And I was looking through them, and I just thought that Sown would be perfect because I had so many ideas for it. But in the end, I pretty much let Ashley Knott, who was the producer, she kind of took the reins, and I sort of said the gist of what the song was about, and she took care of the visuals, and along with Connor McCarran, the director, who edited all of it. And I tell you what, it took hours because there's animation over the top of my clothes and all these different dresses, and he had to edit that frame by frame.
Now, as you said, it was produced as part of the Media Resources Centre Clipperd, which is in partnership with Music South Australia and Arts South Australia. Are you able to tell us a little bit about Clipperd and what the initiative is about?
Yes, well, it's for artists to get a bit of a leg up in the industry, and it's very generous. I was so excited to be able to get that, and you get opportunities to work with people that you may not have an opportunity to work with by yourself. So they mostly fund it, and this equipment is really expensive equipment, and it's just an incredible opportunity for artists like myself and other up and coming people to work with a lot of different people and maybe get an idea of what they want to do in the future with video clips and the people involved in that.
And so obviously the music video has been made hand in hand with the song itself. How do you feel the video works with the single to tell your overall overall intended story that you wanted to get out from writing it way back in 2012?
Well, it has been tweaked quite a little bit since 2012, but the story is mainly the same for me in the song, is that it doesn't matter what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside. And I think Ashley and Connor were showing that this is kind of like an unattainable outfit for me. I'm forever looking for the perfect outfit, and in the end it doesn't matter because it's just chaos in that video clip. You can see crew members. It's actually of a video clip filming. It's a video clip within a video clip. And it was kind of funny because you see all these extras and all these people poking and prodding me and just getting in the way. And in the end, I just have this moment of just sitting there with slow motion clothes falling all over me. And it's sort of like a moment of realization that it doesn't really matter in the end. And I think that's kind of, it was really clever and, fantastic way to tell the story.
Very nice. Now, what can we anticipate coming from you in the future in terms of new creative projects?
Well, I do have something that I've been working on the past few months, and I might have some news very soon. It's something I've wanted to tick off my list for a really long time, and I'm really excited about it, but I can't say what it is yet, unfortunately.
You can't leave us in anticipation like that, Rachel.
You need to give us the exclusive. Oh, it gets your exclusive, it could have been.
I'll be leaving clues on social media to get people to guess what the next album is going to be. Ooh. So it is another album. There is a theme to it. So, if you want to follow along on my Facebook or anything and try to guess, and I'll give clues and give them numbers and things. So, try and find out.
Absolutely brilliant, Rachel. We're going to have to get going now, but thank you so much for joining us today to talk to us about your new single, Sown, the music video. The song is obviously from your most recently released album, Shadows. The song has just been released as a single, that's Sown. You can buy it online or from retailers now. You can stream it. And be sure to check out the music video on her YouTube page, Rachel Leocar. You can also check her out on Facebook. You can also check her out on Twitter, all under Rachel Leocar. As she just mentioned there, she's got a new album that she will be hinting at. We can't give you any exclusive scoop right now, but you'll be posting that. You'll be posting clues. So I definitely encourage everyone to stay tuned because there'll be big things coming from you. I can tell it now. Thank you so much for coming on today, Rachel.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.